Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Manager of our Milwaukee Brewers, Pat Murphy.
Why would you have a pancake breakfast at 6 in the morning? What are we doing?
Special guests on the griddle, including Pat Murphy.
That's you.
There's a lot of different Pat Murphys, so.
This is Brewers 360.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Livid, Living Unlimited, and Big Fish Contracting. Joined now by your National League Central Division champion manager, Pat Murphy. Morning, Murph.
How are you guys?
We're ramped
feeling
up.
Great.
Feeling good. We got the Brewers and Cubs and Padres kick off the postseason here this afternoon, and we're waiting to see who emerges from that. What is your plan for the Brewers today and for the rest of the week, Murph?
Well, we talked about, you know, making things to giving yesterday as a day off, total day off, and relax, enjoy it. And then today it gets a little uncomfortable and a little competitive.
What does that mean?
Tomorrow will be more uncomfortable. Well, you got to shake them up a little bit. They got to understand that you know, there's more to do, and we're not just coasting here. We got to turn it on. We didn't play great down the stretch. We didn't play great once we knew we were in good position. We kind of lost the edge a little bit, and you know, we've got to recapture that if we can. Not force it, but just have an understanding. So we got to participate with some intensity and some intent. So that's what you can look for.
So you get like an intense game of pepper or something, or put some money involved
in
it?
That's it. Thanks for bringing that up.
There you go. See, he hadn't thought about that. Eric is so full of good ideas always, Murph. It's a good thing we're here.
I'm telling you.
So there is a lot, you know, we've talked about, and what fans like to talk about is, you know, okay, you have these several days off here, which you hadn't had this many days off since before we started this whole thing, like back in spring. So the balance that you need to reach with your guys from getting the rest that they deserve and that they need versus getting rusty, right? And how you balance exactly what you're talking about, creating these competitive situations as you're essentially just practicing.
Well, exactly. It's very difficult to do. Everybody's noted it. Look, everybody's counted us out from the beginning of the season. And now they're counting us out saying teams with the long rest. And then they're counting us out because the Brewers don't slug. So if the Brewers don't slug, you can't win it. So I hear it from my friends texting me about what they heard on television. And I hear it at the Baseball Tonight or whatever the shows are. And there's some of these guys are my friends, and they all say the Brewers, you know, they don't have a good shot. Well, they did. They said we didn't have a good shot when the season started. So they were wrong about that. So there's no reason to not continue to be wrong. I think the club is, we're beat up. We're a lot of things. But how did this club win 97 games, a franchise record? How did it happen? You know, how did it happen? You know, was it a free agent offseason? Was it a trade deadline? What was it? It was the guys in the room. And the guys in the room have a certain way of finding a way to win. And I think they will again. That's what I believe.
In football, you have folks like breaking down the film of their next opponent, you know, watching every play. Okay, this is where these are their tendencies, et cetera, et cetera. Is there anything like that that you guys do this week with the two teams that are playing each other for the chance to play you?
We do it for every opponent this season. You know, there's the same things to break down. You know, you're looking at every swing, you're looking at every tendency, you're looking at movement. We have modalities that can measure a million different things. It's all important. But, you know, to be honest with you, at this time, you know most of that. You do it again. You do it every time you play an opponent. And it's tedious and it's long, just like it is in football preparation. And there's a ton of people behind the scenes that are doing a lot of this for you, or at least helping you with some of the information. And but it really comes down to the execution at that time. And that's what we're going to emphasize with the players this week. They know the other teams. We've played them many times. But now it's just execution.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy is with us on Brewers 360. Murphy, you did mention it. You know, it comes down to the guys on the field. They have to perform. But I think back to, gosh, I can't remember if it was Levering or if it was Grindle in one of the calls when we were on that 14-game winning streak, and he said, the Brewers are inevitable. And that stuck with me because, yes, it's the guys on the field, but if you look at every level, every layer of the organization has also had to do their job. You've had to juggle the lineup I don't know how many times. You've had to deal with all the different starters. Matt Arnold in the front office has had to go out and find guys and make trades and do deals. And every button that has been pushed helped create that 97-win season. Like, the inevitability has to be multi-layered.
There's no doubt. I mean, this is in any professional sports. You know, it's a billion-dollar industry. Everybody does their part, and how you measure all that, who is doing their job, who isn't, probably isn't as accurate as we think. But there's a lot of people that deserve a lot of credit that don't get it. And we're not in the credit business. That's, if you're a coach, you're not in that business, so you wouldn't be in the deal. We just want to try to help facilitate open holes, and hopefully the players run through it.
Murph, how will guys keep an eye on what's going on in the afternoon games with Cubs and Padres? I mean, are guys getting together and watching together? I mean, I think you have a lot of your stuff scheduled for about the same time this afternoon.
Well, we have some of it scheduled at the same time, but there'll be ample time to watch it. And that's an important piece, too, that you mentioned, like watching games. People don't do that as much anymore, but that's how you get a real feel for baseball, is having to watch the whole game, not just the highlights. Well, I'm sure you guys are just going to watch the highlights.
We watch baseball games.
It depends on if it's on the West Coast or not.
So. I mean, 2:08, that's a good time for us. We're off the air at 10. I think we could be in good shape by this afternoon.
Nice. Nice. Should watch the game. Just sit there and watch. Don't give your opinions, because, you know, it's like me giving opinions on selling cars. You know what I mean? It's like, don't talk about what you don't know about. Just watch the game, enjoy, and see if you can learn something.
Oh, can't wait. Let's go.
I will take your commentary on car selling anytime, though, Murph. That or anything else. Right. Always glad to talk to you.
No, believe me, no, you wouldn't.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy, when next we speak, we'll be in the throes of it. So can't wait to talk next week.
Thanks, guys.